Can a person become obligated in something merely by thinking about it? We're familiar with the concept of a neder that requires a person to express his neder verbally, to articulate his neder. What about if you just think something specific, tzedakah? If a person thinks in his mind that he's going to give tzedakah, is he legally obligated to follow through on that mental commitment? So, in general, when it comes to dinei mamonos, even a verbal obligation is not necessarily binding. However, according to most Rishonim, that's not the case when it comes to tzedakah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, based on the pasuk Motzas Vasecha Tishmor Vasisa, so the end of that pasuk says the word beficha, and the Gemara Darshins, beficha is a reference to tzedakah. So the Psak in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzedakah and Yoredei Reish Nun Ches is that if a person verbalizes a commitment to give tzedakah, then he is obligated to follow through on that commitment. What about the next step? Let's say he didn't actually verbalize the commitment. He just thought to himself that he's going to give tzedakah. So this is a machlokas harishonim, based on the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara says in Shavuos Chavav and Beis, on a different pasuk, Kol Nediv Lev, that is in reference to the donations to the Mishkan. Nediv Lev means someone of generous heart. So the Gemara there says that if a person even thinks to himself that he's dedicating something to the Beis HaMikdash, that he's being makdish something, then that would be obligatory and that would take effect. So the Gemara says maybe we should apply this elsewhere. The Gemara says we don't derive chulin from hektish. So what about when it comes to nidrei tzedakah? Would that be comparable to chulin or to hektish? So the Rosh says tzedakah is chulin. Hektish is hektish. Hektish is karbanos. Hektish is donations to the Beis HaMikdash. But regular, what we call tzedakah, whether to the poor, whether to communal organization, certainly does not have the status of hektish. And therefore, one would not become obligated to give tzedakah merely by thinking about it. The Mordechai, however, disagrees. And some other Rishonim. And they say, Dafka tzedakah has a din comparable to hektish. In fact, the pasuk Kol Nediv Lev is talking about donations to the Mishkan. So similarly, other forms of donations would have the same status. The Torah Tumim points out, we do find that the Gemara connects between tzedakah and hektish in some circumstances, so perhaps it would make sense here as well. So what's the Psak La'alacha? So from the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, one gets the impression that he passes like the Rosh. In Hilchas Tzedakah, in Yoredei, he doesn't mention this issue of being obligated to follow through on a mental commitment. In Choshen Mishpat, in Reish Yud Beis, he says, Yesh Omrim, that you would be obligated to follow through. V'yesh Omrim, that you would not be obligated to follow through. So the general rule is, if it's Stam V'yesh Omrim, then the Mechaber really passes like the first opinion. But Yesh Omrim V'yesh Omrim passes like the second opinion. So it sounds like he paskins, you're not obligated to follow through. The Ramah in Choshen Mishpat there says, Yesh L'achmer K'der Rishona. And he also brings it in Hilchot Tzedakah at the end of Reish Nun Ches in Yoredeia. And he says that he mentions both opinions. He says that Ha'ikar K'svar HaRishona, which is that one would be required to fulfill an obligation that he makes to Tzedakah, even though he doesn't actually verbalize that obligation. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it doesn't mean that if a thought pops into your mind, oh, maybe I should give some tzedakah, then you're already obligated. It's only if a person made a firm decision, he decided, I'm going to give a certain amount of tzedakah, so then according to the Ramah, one is obligated to give that amount of tzedakah. Again, just thinking about it, that doesn't count. But making that absolute decision, a firm decision, even if he does not articulate that decision, then he would be obligated. So then there could be interesting applications and discussions based on this. Let's say a person writes out a check to tzedakah, and then he's not sure he really wants to give it. It changes his mind. Maybe he'll give it somewhere else. So what does that count as? So if a person just wrote it just in case, maybe I'll give it, maybe not. So then, okay, that's one thing. But if a person wrote it with the intention to give it, so there's a discussion, does writing count as dibur or does it count as makshava? But according to the Ramah, it should make a difference when it comes to tzedakah. You're obligated either way. So you'd be obligated to follow through and to actually give that tzedakah check, which he wrote. Have a wonderful day. Please put up the chairs on the tables. Have a great Shabbos.